The Bedford Boys, One American Town's Ultimate D-Day Sacrifice, by Alex Kershaw, read by William Dufresne. Chapter 1. D-Day, H-360. June 6, 1944, 12:30 a.m. The British troopship, the Empire Javelin, steamed steadily across the English Channel. Among her passengers were 34 young men from the small Virginia town of Bedford. They belonged to the 116th Infantry's Company A, a select 200-man unit. After 20 months of arduous training, Company A had been chosen from among the 15,000 GIs in the Army of the United States 29th Division to spearhead the most dangerous and critical American assault of the entire war. Below decks, 25-year-old Sergeant Frank Draper, Jr., scribbled notes in his diary. The Army had been the making of him. Draper, naturally ebullient, with finely chiseled features and a superb physique, had grown up on the wrong side of the tracks in Bedford, poor even by the woeful standards of the Depression. Since leaving home, he had become a first-rate soldier, and he was determined to bring honor to his unit as well as to his hard-scrabble neighborhood back in Bedford, where he'd scavenged for coal as a boy to keep his family warm. As ever, he wanted to be sure he was prepared for the next day, so he wrote himself a note: "Sleep in your trousers, shirt, and gas mask. Breakfast, 2:30 a.m. Departure, 4 a.m. Hit water, 4:30 a.m. 24-year-old Sergeant Roy Stevens, a handsome, broad-faced farm boy, tried to get some sleep, but was too afraid, so he went on deck. Fellow bed.